All right, today I want to give you one question that will change the way you sell. It will forever change the results that you get if you properly implement what I'm about to tell you. And actually, you can get, there's a free downloadable ebook that you can get. I don't know how many pages it is. It's probably 8-10 pages, something like that. But we have what we call the one question in the Contractor Sales Academy, the one question that will change the way you sell forever. And then there's 27 or so other questions to also arm you to have a great conversation with a prospect, okay? And so just wanted to give you guys a glimpse at what that looks like. And if you go to ContractorSalesAcademy.com, right there in front of you, it says the one question. There's a little box, and you just click the box, and you can just put your email in there, and we'll get you this ebook. Okay, but basically, guys, here's the thing. We spend so much time in the sales process telling people how amazing we are, okay, and then we get lied to, and this isn't. Clients are not evil people, but they all lie. Okay. Please understand that. You lie. I lie. I mean, I go into a store and I got money in my pocket and I'm ready to buy the thing that I came to the store for. And a salesperson comes up to me and says, can I help you? And I said, no, I'm just looking. If a salesperson, you know, says to me, Tom, what's your budget? Chances are I'm going to bullshit them because we're terrified, innately terrified of being taken advantage of. And so we're protecting ourselves. And so it's super important to understand that in order to sell more, to sell at higher profits, and to really build a great profitable business, you've got to build a connection with somebody. You have to build a connection because people buy for one of two reasons, pain or pleasure. Okay, so that's the only two reasons. And they also buy for their reasons, not for your reasons. You might have all the reasons in the world why they should hire your company or buy your thing. But deep down, if you don't tap into what their motivation is, then you're going to have a really hard time closing the deal, especially at higher prices, the prices that you need to thrive and build a great business. So when you understand what's important to your client and you connect with them, you will connect them with ways that your competitors never will. And when you do, you will build trust, and trust leads to sales. So I want to give you just one example here. This is the one question that we believe is the game changer. I've seen it happen, seen it used over and over and over and over. And it's simply the question, what do you think we should do next? What do you think we should do next? It's our favorite question here. And here's why. Give you a couple examples. You know, Tom, we're talking to three other companies right now, and everyone is at $5,500 to $6,000, and you're at $8,000. You're just like way higher than everybody else. Now, the old Tom, the old salesperson, the one who, you know, isn't willing to get uncomfortable and change, would have said, well, we do really good work, and we don't subcontract, and we have insurance, and we use high-quality stuff, and we have nice reviews, and all you do is barf on them. Okay? Well, the new Tom would say, wow, that's pretty crazy, huh? It's not surprising, I guess, but just out of curiosity, Joe, what do you think we should do next? And then shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Or we hear this a lot. A lot of our members in the Contractor Sales Academy charge consultation fees or estimate fees to come out and stand in front of somebody and tell them the same damn thing they'd tell them on the phone. Okay. And, you say, yeah, we charge for estimates or whatever. Well, nobody else charge for those. Yeah, I know. We do. What do you think our next move is here? Or what do you think we should do next? Or what do you think our next step should be? A variation of that question. And then you shut up. See, guys, when you do this and you shut up, they will lead you to where to go with the sales process with their answer 100% of the time. So, for example, you're a lot higher than everybody else. Yeah, it's not surprising. It takes a lot of money to run a really good business. So what do you think our next move is here? Well, I don't know. I suppose I need to talk to these other companies that we're talking to and make sure everything else is included that you're talking about. See, guys, just because you're high doesn't mean you're not going to get the job. You have to be comfortable with silence. You have to be comfortable with asking, what do you think we should do next? Because it causes the client to think. And here's why it's a game changer. Okay. Number one, when you say, what do you think we should do next? You're implying that we're in this together. It's a partnership. We're going to solve a problem together. You also are avoiding justifying why your company does things a certain way. And this makes you more confident. You're putting the ball in their court. What do you think we should do next? Sometimes they'll tell you, well, you know, we're going to hire one of the other guys because there's no way on earth I'm spending $8,000 when everyone else is $5,000. You go, great. Good luck. Thanks for considering us. Have an awesome day. You just saved yourself a bunch of time running out there for the wrong client. Okay. It's also a game changer, guys, because you're in control because you're giving them control. Let me say that again. You're in control because you've given them control. So, for example, let's go to the one you hear all the time. You know, you guys are a lot higher than everybody else. Yeah, what do you think we should do next? They're in control now. And you know what? Sometimes if you've built a strong enough connection, if you've had an open and honest conversation, if you've practiced and become really good at this, connecting with people, not just rattling off a bunch of questions to ask, but really connecting with people and you're truly understanding their needs, many times they're going to say things like, well, do you think we could do it in phases? Or, you know, what, you know, we really want to use you. You know, is there any way that we can not spend that much money right now? And now you got solutions. Leads me to the last reason why this is a game changer. You'll have an opportunity to find a better solution because they're the ones that are going to propose it. Okay. And so it's happened to me many times, like, oh man, we really wanted to use you. You came highly recommended, your reviews, blah, 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 blah. But man, it's just a lot of money. And guys, then you play the what would happen if question. Because if they say to you, you know, hey, do you have any ideas how we can bring the cost down? Or do you have any ideas of whatever? Many times you can simply just say something to the effect of, hey, let's pretend I was able to get, you know, half the money now, and we do the whole project for you, and I have you post data check. What would happen then if you post data to check for the balance of it? Oh, you would do that? Yeah. See, now listen, there's a few of you right now that are freaking out going, I'd never do that, blah, blah, blah. Listen, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars are sold and profited each year in our Contractor Sales Academy with this technique. So don't give me all your bullshit reasons why it won't work in your area or for you. Okay. So let me just slap that shit down right now. But guys, the reason it doesn't work for you is because you don't have any confidence. And you don't have any confidence because you're not around people that are going to challenge your thinking. And that's why you're still struggling. That's why you're still broke. That's why you never have any money in the account. That's why your wife is telling you every winter to put your damn resume together and go work for another company again, because life was so much easier then. And that's because you don't have your head out of your ass as a salesperson. You build the most beautiful thing in the world, but you couldn't sell it to save your life for what it's worth. And that's because you've not committed to becoming a salesperson. And the number one role, like I've talked about before, in your business is to sell shit for a profit and grow the business, get leads and sales. So if you're not more committed to being a salesperson than you are being a carpenter or a painter, you are leaving money on the table and piling on way too much stress in your life. All right. So, guys, trust me on this shit. Next time the next time you're with a client and they say your price is too high or whatever, pause and think for a minute and just say, and just agree. Yeah, we are more expensive. What do you think our next move is here? And when you do that, guys, you're not on the defensive. You are taking control by giving them control. You are implying a partnership because, hey, we're in this together. Yeah, we are more expensive. So what do you think we should do next? And you don't say with a smart-ass tone. Because listen, not everyone's your customer, and that's okay. All right, so when you do this, you're going to save a buttload more time, but you're also going to sell your work at a higher profit because you could also get creative with bracketing and some other things we won't get into here. We don't have time today, but guys, be bold. Be bold. Say what needs to be said. Become a student of the sales game. And I promise you, you have a brighter future ahead. Travis, rock us out. Guys, don't forget to go to ContractorSalesAcademy.com and get your copy of the one question that will change the way you sell your contracting services. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm out.